It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I hope you had a great weekend. Welcome in, Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in studio. It is Monday, March 18th. Scooter Dingus is here, as he is every Monday now.
That's right. I'm used to it.
I'm used to it now.
It's only been 2 weeks.
No Gary, no Dave. I got Scoots. This is week three, right?
Is it the third week already?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, you're right. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
I guess so. It is Crossover Monday. I was on with the boys this morning, and Nick Roush has hung around from Kentucky Roll Call to hang in with me for at least a little while today. Hopefully the full hour, but we'll see when Nick gets sick of me and decides to get the hell out of here.
Well, that time's already passed, John. Sorry.
It's been fun. Thank you for stopping by. It is, the madness is here. It is here. And it was here this weekend. Man, NC State. Hello. Come on down. Number 10 seed wins the ACC. 4 seed Auburn beats the 6 seed Florida in the SEC final. 4 seed Oregon wins the Pac-12. The only 1 seed in the power conferences to win was
not Houston.
UConn. I almost said Houston.
You almost did.
And they only lost by 28.
UConn was struggling, too, there for about 30 minutes before they turned it on
as well.
They
struggled in their semifinal for about 20 minutes, and then they blow teams out. They beat St. John's, played them closer than anybody. And Ricky does not get to the tournament.
He's not going to gripe about it.
And he's not going to play in the NIT.
But the net rankings are fraudulent.
But Ken I'm not gonna, too, for that matter.
But I'm not going to say anything. But I'm not going to say anything. Except that, you know, my son didn't think he was going to get in there. They're 25. Okay. Take it easy, Rick. Take it easy. Chris Mack may have a landing spot. We'll talk about that. And the bracket breakdown. I wrote all the spreads down that we have so far, Scooter. You know, I'm kind of breaking out in hives here. I haven't been able to bet a game yet.
Yeah. So I'm worried about
you. I'm a little nervous.
That's what I did Sunday night.
I doubled up my Ozempic yesterday because it was time to double it up. So I've got this spasm, this tick. I don't know where it came from. There may be some side effects, it says on the box, including death. Including death?
Get the dumb button ready, Scoots.
Don't take Ozempic if you're allergic to Ozempic, by the way.
I love that. That's how do I know if I'm allergic to it before I take it? And the first time I took it, I was nauseated. I wasn't nauseous. Nauseous means I made you nauseated. I was nauseated for 6 hours. Yesterday, doubled up the dosage. About 3 hours of downtime where I was like, oh, this is not good. It's not good. It has taken my appetite away. I will say that. That's the one good thing. It does not run the treadmill for me. That's the bad part. And I refuse to get on the treadmill. So
you walk around.
I need to walk around the neighborhood. Yeah. That's all I need to do.
You
got Scoots, Alderman Park right across the street. Just walk around.
Scoots, he needs to get walking too.
Be a good walking partner.
This is a great walking day, except it's too cold for me. It's got to be at least 65.
You got a sweatshirt on. You're fine. You run hot.
I'm fragile. Very fragile. We will talk sports in this hour. 502-384-1450. That is the M&M Carnage hotline. You can use that to call in. Nick's not used to getting callers, so. Take it easy on him. But if you have a question, you know, UK fan, give us a call. Nick will be glad to answer.
Yeah, we'd love to.
The Thornton's text line is open as well, 502-414-1450. You can still get those fountain drinks or at any – it says on this any size. Is that correct now, Scooter? Did they change it?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's still 32 ounces or smaller. Big Ed comes in with the 44 ounces all the time.
I don't know why you need
and
more than
32.
And
I know he pays more for that. Fountain drink, fizz freeze, whichever one you want, 89 cents. Also, check out, and did you do this already?
This morning, yeah.
Thornton's new chicken and waffle breakfast burrito.
So they didn't have the burritos over there, but they had the waffle chicken sandwiches. So same thing, just in sandwich form. Man, it was good. It was good.
Well, then they line this promo, available every morning at all, participating.
Well, he also.
Maybe this one doesn't participate.
I think they were participating, but they're so good, they were flying off the shelves, and Scoots was just too late.
There was an open spot on the heater, so.
Classic comfort food with a kick featuring Mike's Hot Honey. Enjoy the deliciousness of sweet maple waffle, American cheese, crispy chicken, and Mike's Hot Honey. on your chicken and waffle breakfast burrito. Mm. That just sounds good. And I'm not even hungry anymore. And that sounds good. All right. Here's a couple numbers for Nick Roush.
Hit me.
This is the third time the SEC has had 8 teams selected for the NCAA tournament. This is from your boy Corey.
Oh.
2018, the furthest that an SEC team advanced was the Sweet 16.
Yep. Kentucky lost to Kansas State.
Kentucky and A&M advanced to the Sweet 16. 2023, that's last year, Sweet 16, Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee. That's it. No Elite Eight teams when you had 8 teams in the tournament twice, and they've got 8 again. Are you even concerned about that crazy number?
Some say it doesn't mean as much.
Oh, okay. Excuse. The difference, I think, is most of the time when you see these leagues get a bunch of bids, they're not very top heavy, right? It's like you'll look and you'll see like
definitely a top heavy league this year.
Exactly. Like I the top 4 teams, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Auburn, you can see them all being in the Elite Eight.
Absolutely.
I'm not as much worried about that stat in particular. It's more so of Rick Barnes in March and Callen in March as of late. Like, those are two of your breadwinners. How are they going to perform? And then the other part is just something about Auburn. Alabama has Mark Sears. Kentucky has Antonio Reeves. Tennessee has Dalton Kneck. I feel like you need to have one go-to guy. Who's Auburn's go-to guy?
Jani Broome.
Yeah, but you can't.
I hope so.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it can't be a big. It's got to be a guard that, because when they went to the Final Four with Pearl, their guards played very well in the tournament, and that was the difference maker. They don't have that guard. They're more built on depth, size, length. I mean, they had one dude who averaged, 1 point a game, have, like, closed them out with 2 or 3 dunks in the last 2 minutes. So that's the part with Auburn and their draw. Having to go all the way
out. East to Spokane. Is that fair? East
to play Yale. Yeah, it's not ideal for Auburn. And yeah, I think which it's odd because UConn's the number 1 overall seed, but that's by far and away the most difficult region we have in this break.
Your boss was convinced we were going to Spokane.
He thought it was going to be Spokane.
Kentucky was going to Spokane.
Instead, they get
I get around him and I say we. I shouldn't say it's Kentucky. Kentucky's not a we for me. It's a we for him.
I don't even say we. Typically.
All right, Big East gets 3 teams in. They are the second-ranked conference by KenPom, who Rick Pitino obviously says don't pay attention to. That league has to be, this is from the New York Post, absolutely furious. Furious. Three with the Mountain West getting 6. Come on.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
And I didn't stay up late to watch a lot of a Mountain West basketball on CBS Sports Network, but
9:30 to 10:30, and then
I just have a hard time believing that some of these teams are better than what we saw out of the Big East.
Nevada's a 10 seed; they're a 1-point favorite over Creighton. New Mexico is an 11 seed; they're 2.5-point favorite
Dayton.
Over Clemson.
You can't raise your hand right.
What did I say?
Nevada over Creighton, not
Dayton.
Dayton.
Maybe I just said it and you heard it wrong. Scoots. You're the deciding vote here.
I'm staying out of this one.
And New Mexico, 2.5 over 6 seed Clemson. So
love New Mexico.
Somebody believes in these teams.
Vegas does.
Vegas. And when Vegas believes in them, guess what? I believe in Vegas. Kentucky, by the way, is now 25-1 to win the tournament. I got them at 14 early in this season. Tony got them at 20.
Yeah. The part for
me, I feel cheated.
That I thought was interesting is I got Kentucky at +750 to go to the Final Four a couple of weeks back. This was before their kind of late season hot streak. Now they're +850.
And I don't get that because this looks like not an easy way to get in, but it looks like the easiest route to get in.
Kentucky fans can't complain about the draw.
No.
Because
they have for years, and they've had rights to it sometime.
Yeah, but you're going to Pittsburgh, 6 hours away, easy drive. Less than 6 hours if you're not taking any stops. And, Texas Tech or NC State, you should be able to get to the Sweet 16 where you'll face either a Florida team that you beat at their place earlier this year.
And lost two at home.
But also who just had their center break his leg horrifically in the SEC championship. That was awful. And then Marquette's dealing with injury too. Tyler Kolek didn't play in the Big East tournament at all. How good are they going to be? And how good is Sharkus Smart going to be? Because
it's been a while.
It's been a long, long while. About 15 years since he was able to get out of the first weekend.
Kentucky and Oakland will play Thursday, as Nick mentioned, in Pittsburgh, 7:10 CBS. Andrew Catalan will be on the call. I like Andrew Catalan.
I like him, really too. Good. Lapis is a little, but, you know.
He's excited. He's very excitable.
He also just, I don't know, something about his accent. Like, I love it, but I hate it. You know what I mean?
I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
And then late game that night from Pittsburgh, Texas Tech, NC State. Texas Tech, 5.5-point favorite over the team that won 5 games in 5 days. Does it count if you beat Louisville in one of those games? That is so mean-spirited.
That was their – was that their second?
The first game.
But was it their – was one of their closer
– maybe their closest game.
Yeah.
Other than the overtime game.
They went to overtime. But they were in control the entire North Carolina game. North Carolina made it close there at the end. But NC State, Kevin Keats. It's that – you know what it is, Spears? It's that Rick Pitino coaching tree.
Oh, my God. Are we going to do that?
You can't deny the Rick Pitino coaching tree.
It'll be fun if you want to. Louisville still looking for a coach. News this morning, Curtis Williams, Caleb Glenn, two Cardinals who have entered the transfer portal. Mm. Does the transfer portal time need to be changed? Because there's a reason that these teams are not playing in the NIT. Most of it is not these coaches. It's these players going, we don't want to play. I'm going to get in the transfer portal.
So
I got to put my name in the portal because I'm leaving, and I can't afford to not put it in and play in the NIT. I want people to be interested in me.
So here's my thing, Spears, with the portal. There's a reason why you have opt-outs for the portal with bowl games in football, because the season ends last week in November.
You got to wait.
But you've got 2 weeks, semester ends, and then you've got 3 more weeks before a new semester begins. So these guys are going in the portal for football because they got to get to a new school within a month. What are these guys hopping in the portal? Where are they going? They got to finish out the year. They got to finish out their academic stuff. There's no reason the portal should be open right now. Just wait till April.
I agree.
Like, I don't understand the rush, because what else are these guys going to do? They're stuck at their school. It doesn't make any sense to me.
But the point is, these guys don't want to play anymore. It's the NIT, which means who won the NIT last year? Exactly.
Texas Tech. Well, or no.
If you know, I've points. A&M. Points for you.
Is it bad that I was listening to it on the radio at one point? I remember listening to
if you're riding down the road and you're listening to it, I get it.
I'm pretty sure A&M.
Home listening to it, I got a problem.
A&M going a long run last year?
One of those Texas teams apparently, Scoots.
It's stuck in my brain.
Exactly. The NIT does not mean what it used to mean. NCAA doesn't care about the NIT, even though they own it. They don't care about it anymore.
And they changed the rules. We're going to get more high major teams in it because it's going to goose the ratings. Nobody cares. The ratings aren't going to get goosed by anything. And B, the high major teams don't want to be there. The mid majors want to be there.
Did you look at the NIT schedule coming up this week?
I did not.
I missed that.
It is pretty loaded.
It's loaded. I mean, I kid you not. Of course, it's taken me a long time to find it here. But
North Texas won the NIT last.
You knew it was a Texas team.
I knew it was Texas.
You would never have come up with North Texas. Xavier at Georgia. Cornell at, I guess that's Cornell, at Ohio State. Boston College at Providence. Oh, that's a divisional matchup there. That's a war.
Oh.
Texas Southern at Tarleton.
Oh,
North Texas
fighting Billy
defending
G's.
Champs at LSU.
Wow.
I wouldn't have said defending champs 5 minutes ago because I didn't know. Minnesota at Butler. South Florida at Central Florida. Look out. Throw the records out the window.
That's actually, I mean, both teams were expected to be in the tournament for most of the year.
Kansas State at Iowa. These are all Tuesday games, by the way. Texas Southern Tarleton is not an NIT game. I don't even know what they're playing in.
Tarleton, Billy is...
It might be the CBI.
Billy missed most of the year, but he said he's not retiring. He's coming back for more. It's good for you, Billy.
As long as he stays at Tarleton, I think everybody's fine with that. Kansas State at Iowa, Richmond at Virginia Tech, Colorado State at Virginia. That's first four, by the way. UCI at Utah. Who is UCI? Scooter, give you a first chance here.
Is that Cal Irvington?
Irvine, but it was
yeah. There you go.
I can't give it to him. Irvington?
No, you got to give it to me. You got to.
Irvington's a
Cal
town,
Irvine.
Small town.
The Anteaters. There you go. I can tell you their mascot. Does that get points back for me?
No.
I did see that UT Arlington, they lost, and guy decided to play dodgeball.
I feel like Ed's here. This is off the rails early.
But yeah, they guy has like a windmill dunk to end the game, and UT Arlington's mad, so the dude grabs the ball and throws it at him like a dodgeball.
I like that.
2 seconds left.
So these teams have said no to the NIT, or said no to the NIT. St. John's, Oklahoma, Pitt, Indiana, Memphis, Ole Miss, and Syracuse. All said no, thank you.
Is Indiana scared? Sounds like it.
We're turning towards
recruiting. I will say this. If you're losing your coach, I kind of get it. Chris Beard, is he going to still be in Mississippi next
year? He signed an extension.
I don't care. That doesn't mean anything. You know that doesn't mean anything. Penny going to be at Memphis next year?
But if Chris Beard wants to legitimately like
is get Rick
the momentum Pitino
looking
going,
for another job? Remember, it was the least happy year of his career this year.
He was doesn't have any lateral unhappy. Quickness.
He needs 8 new guys in the portal. He said that. I need 8 new guys. Now, that tells my guys, I guess I better get in the portal. He's looking for 8 new guys. Right?
Or is he looking at that Louisville job? Hmm?
That would be the greatest thing to happen in my show for the next 6 months, 8 months, 10 months. That'd be great. Wouldn't it be great? Or yeah. Richard Pitino would even be better. How about New Mexico beats Clemson? Upsets Baylor, and Richard Pitino can name where he you know what? He's been pretty good. He's a winner. He's got winning going on. He's part of the tree. Part of the tree.
The coaching tree.
Richard Pitino to Louisville. Somebody told me that a while back, and I laughed, and they said, you watch. It's going to happen.
Somebody
I listen to, actually.
I do like his team that he has, that little Richard's put together. Jamal Mashburn Jr., he's a fun college basketball player.
Isn't that full circle?
Mashburn Jr. Washington's uncle plays for them. Yes, he has an uncle who's younger than him.
How old is he?
Younger than him. And then Jamarl Baker. He's still playing. He doesn't play a lot for
Jamarl. Jamarl. Somebody messed up the birth certificate on that kid.
Had to have.
That's
my, oh, I like New Mexico.
All right, we're going to go bracket by bracket here with Nick and Scooter. Scooter, don't think just because he's here.
Oh, you're playing second fiddle. I'm definitely playing second fiddle.
This is a Monday, man. This is Scooter Monday. We started calling it. We'll take a break, come back with more. Break down the bracket, as we'll be doing for the next several days. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. Big X. Back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio. Nick Rouse from Kentucky Roll Call has joined me here on Crossover Monday. The men's Division I basketball tournament begins in earnest tomorrow. Scooter Dingus on the other side of the, what do we say, concrete?
Concrete.
Glass.
Webcam. Monitor.
When are they putting the cameras up in this place?
I keep getting asked that. I don't know.
Man.
I'm not the guy in charge here.
I never thought I'd be a YouTube star.
Time's coming.
It's going to be incredible. Won't be able to walk down the street in Audubon Park. Not that I would anyway. I don't want to exercise. M&M Cartage Hotline's open, 502-384-1450. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well. Get your text into the show at that number, 502-414-1450. All right, let's break these brackets down. First of all, Chris Mack may be going to Vanderbilt. What do you think about that landing spot for the former Xavier top seed in the tournament, Xavier coach, and the former Louisville number one seed coach?
Is it weird that I think Mack might be better at a lower level? Kind of like how Anthony Grant is really good in the A-10, but not in the SEC. There's something about...
You're at a certain age, though, you don't want to go backwards. Right?
Is
that backwards or is Vanderbilt backwards?
That's the question. It's like Vandy can be a job where you go to die. But I do think Mack's a good coach. It wasn't a great fit at Louisville. But then it gets back to maybe when there's a lot going on in Nashville, they'll get overlooked and he'll be able to operate with less scrutiny so it can work, because that's really what got to him. I think he's a good coach.
Got to get players in there. That's the bottom line.
And there's plenty of talent in the area, and they've gotten some from time to time. At Vandy, so I think it could work. I think it could work.
5 bids were stolen over the weekend. That left out Oklahoma, Seton Hall, Indiana State.
Boo.
Pitt. Those were the first four out, according to the committee.
It's ridiculous.
Oregon took one of those spots. NC State took one of those spots. On and on and on. But that's what happens.
Been now, stealing
the
is
last,
fun.
The last two it years combined for three steals. Six this year. That's a lot. Or five this year. I'm sorry. That's a lot of stolen bids in one tournament.
And now the nation doesn't get to see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Or Larry Nerd. That's the one I like.
That's Larry, good
his
one,
his huh? coach said that. Larry Nerd. That's pretty good, right?
But, hey, even though they're out, Drake is a fun team that beat him. Tucker DeVries, son of the coach, is a top 10 scorer in all of college basketball. He's 6'7" wing. I like Drake in that opening.
They're favored by two.
I have filled out my bracket, my first bracket, which is my legitimate bracket, and I will scratch them out as I get Nick's opinion here.
Okay.
One way or the other. Let's start in the East. Top four seeds, UConn, Iowa State, Illinois, and Auburn. If you are picking one of those, is anybody catch your eye besides UConn?
Here's the thing, Spears. You don't want conference championship week to poison the well.
And it does.
It does some because
you overrate certain teams,
yes,
and you undervalue certain teams.
But I think part of it is that I didn't really watch Big Ten basketball this year because they play at weird times and they're on the Peacock and all sorts of stuff.
Anytime you want to come over, I've got Peacock. Big Ten. I think they got wrestling on tonight.
Yeah, they do. Come over and watch some Big
Better
Ten.
Better than One Tree Hill on the CW.
But I'd been out on Illinois all year. But Terrence Shannon is so good that it might just not matter.
He's a difference maker.
So I wouldn't be surprised. But the problem is can they beat Iowa State and then beat UConn? That's where it's just like
can they beat BYU and then beat Iowa State and then beat UConn.
Oh,
Iowa State. Now look, they beat Houston twice. That tells me
rained it up on them.
A lot of all I need to know. Is it their non-conference was terrible? That's why they're a two seed, not a one seed. But to beat Houston the way they did twice is utterly. I got Houston winning it all. Full disclosure, that is utterly mind-boggling that they handled Houston, who plays great defense, the way they did.
Yeah,
and they defended better than Houston. Houston scored 41 points in that championship game because Iowa State just took the ball away from them. They out-bullied them. I like Iowa State, who was unranked in the preseason.
So, I'm with you, but I just immediately something popped in my mind. You know how you have a light bulb go off?
Scratching stuff out already, Scooter.
You have a light bulb go off in your head? Houston's not great offensively.
They're not.
But how many points would they score against Kentucky? Kentucky's defense.
78.
Well, Kentucky, could they score 80?
Probably.
I digress, but... to your point, like I do think Iowa State is probably the picking to UConn to not go to the Final Four. I think is a good.
That's the move.
Especially if you want to win your bracket, right? Because everybody's just penciling them in the Final Four. How many teams have repeated, John Spears?
Florida was the last.
They did it. Duke did it in the early 90s, and then John Wooden did it. Like it don't happen. So don't under any circumstances put UConn to win the national title. If you're going to have them in your Final Four, fine. That is the bracket where you try to find the juice because it's so talented. It's so loaded. So I think
you got the SEC tournament winner, you got the Big 12 tournament winner, you got the Big 10 tournament winner, and you got the Big East tournament winner all in that same bracket.
It's crazy. But Iowa State Illinois could be a very fun Sweet 16 matchup.
For what it's worth, I got Auburn beating UConn.
Yeah, I do too. Ooh. I do too. And look, and then I read.
Can you imagine?
I don't like to read. But I read that Auburn only played Tennessee once, lost. Only played Kentucky once, lost at home. Didn't have to face either one of those teams in the SEC tournament. So is it I don't want to say a tainted SEC tournament championship, but you didn't have to beat anybody great.
Can we, instead of playing that game, just have Bruce Pearl and Dan Hurley fight each other?
I'm not going to say anything bad about Bruce Pearl because this morning I got lambasted by a texter because his father died. Not too long
ago,
apparently.
Yeah.
And that's why he was crying.
But those guys, it's like a trip to the nut house to watch those two coach a game. Looney Tunes on the sideline.
Hurley's fun to watch. I gotta say.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch. And he's a weird dude. He's a funny dude off the court.
Oh, yeah.
Can't stand his brother at all, but no
Kentucky
fan can stand his brother.
He's a great character for college basketball.
Did the committee put Connecticut, San Diego State, and Florida Atlantic all on the top side of the same bracket because they didn't want the same Final Four that they had last year?
Smart.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's weird.
I mean, two of those teams will be gone by the Sweet 16.
So are Louisville fans?
Three by the final.
Louisville Elite fans eight. Are big Northwestern fans this week, right? They want Dusty May, all theirs. All
well, they're big Colgate fans because they want Scott Drew.
Wait, who was the fourth? It was UConn, Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, and who?
Oh, man. You're going to make That's us a great dig question. In the well. I just,
who beat?
You? Oh, I know the answer. Yeah.
Miami.
Yeah.
Oh,
Kentucky
yeah.
beat okay.
Jim Larranaga.
Yeah.
Who did not make it. And they were top 10 when they played Kentucky in November, and they didn't make the tournament.
ACC.
Didn't come close to making the tournament.
ACC just means more. That's why North Carolina's the one seed out west.
So is UConn your pick in the East?
I'll probably pick against them. Either Illinois or
I'm going Iowa State.
I think Iowa State's the right play.
I'm going Illinois.
Big Ten bias
yep.
right there. You make a great
– Shant. Eat UConn.
Shant, I know you don't watch a lot of Big Ten basketball.
Terrence Shannon's awesome.
He is really good. And I don't – you know, they don't let him cook, I think, like they should let him cook.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get – it's not we're going to run these plays for Terrence. Terrence just makes plays.
He scores within the offense.
And he does it – very well, and when it's close at the end, he kind of takes over. He has been in foul trouble a lot this year, though. So you get him in foul trouble, and they are a different team.
That sounds like an Iowa State win, then. Sounds like an Iowa State win. You want to go to the West?
No. Give me 5 through 16 in that region, one team to watch. Mine's BYU, but I've got a love for BYU I've had since they beat Bellarmine by 42 back in November.
Mine would be Drake. Just because I think Tucker DeVries is that good, and they play a pace that could change. And here's the other thing you got to think about too: Drake's in Iowa. You mean they get a chance to play Iowa State in the second round? So even though I might have the Cyclones in the Final Four,
Drake and Iowa State
might be taking Drake in the points in that second round matchup.
You know, I've got Drake beating Iowa State for what it's worth.
Ooh.
By the way, I said something this morning on your show about taking points in this tournament. I've since
you've pumped the brakes.
Yeah, I saw Jay Billis today, and he said a lot of these 12 through 16s were 4, 5, 6 seeds. Even Temple was an 11 seed in their conference tournament. So you're not getting the number one seeds out of these small conferences that are used to winning throughout the season. You're getting upsets, and those teams like a St. Peter's. St. Peter's was a 5 seed in their tournament.
Too soon.
Long Beach State was a 4 seed in their tournament. Duquesne was a 6 seed in the A-10. So just pump the brakes on those teams. I may have to give some points in those games. Just throwing it out there. It's a system, Nick, as you know.
It is.
You're a big system fan.
Big system fan, yeah.
All right, let's go to the West. Number 1, Carolina. 2, Arizona. 3, Baylor. 4, Alabama. How difficult is this region? I think it's the easiest, to be honest with you.
I want to see Alabama, St. Mary's in the second round, just for the contrasting styles. Which one wins out? Alabama up-tempo or St. Mary's grinded out? Not to say that Alabama is going to just skate past Charleston. That could be a fun, high-scoring affair.
I got Bryce Drew beating St. Mary's. Grand Canyon.
Really?
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Same.
Wow.
I can't believe they ever let Thunder Dan Marley go as their head coach. I thought that was crazy, unless he moved on his own. I'm not sure about that. But
you just liked him because his name's Thunder
Dan. It was awesome.
It's a great name.
He was a great white guy leaper in the NBA. How do you not like Thunder Dan Marley?
It's one of those where, like, whoever comes out of this region, you're going to feel like this team doesn't deserve to be in the Final Four, right?
Yes, and mine's going to be Arizona, and I'm going to feel exactly that way.
He's just like, I'm not
Arizona, what are they doing?
Like Baylor, it's just kind of they leave you wanting a little bit more.
Alabama struggled down the stretch,
and they were really bad down the
Carolina
stretch.
Carolina loses to NC State in the title game,
and even Carolina, you're like Armando Bacot has been in college for 100 years. Like you can't be playing college basketball this long and still be good. Like it's not how this works. So
Perry Ellis did it,
but I am
Darnell Valentine did it.
Of all of the potential games and matchups, the one I love the most is the most disgusting game on here, and it's Mississippi State, Michigan State in the opening round.
I don't understand Michigan State being a 9 seed.
I don't understand being in the tournament.
Well, I don't either.
You can't win 20 games in the Big Ten?
Scooter was fired up when I told him Michigan State's a locked for this tournament last week. He's like, what are you talking about?
Tom Izzo, man. They'll do whatever.
They go back to the beginning of the year is what they did. Michigan State was preseason number 4, so we got to put them in the tournament. It's bogus. They were horrible.
Mississippi State is a 1.5-point favorite over Michigan State. That is the game that will open the day on Thursday.
I got Michigan State by 1.
Game. Yeah, and I like Mississippi State.
Since I write things down, they change. I don't update anything.
I don't like them as much as Tony Burke does, but they are. They're fun because they grind you down, they play physical ball, and then Josh Hubbard's great. But if he's not lights out, then they'll lose.
Because he wasn't lights out the other day.
He was 1 of 8 from 3, and I think he scored 20 something points on 17 shots. They ask him to do too much to be able to go far in this tournament.
But the ACC, how much competition did Carolina really have this year?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Mississippi State had tougher games than Carolina did, just like Duke, just like Virginia, and everybody else.
Something else to consider too, John. What seed was Fairleigh Dickinson last year?
16.
Do you remember what conference they were in last year?
I do not.
They were in the Northeast Conference.
And who's in the Northeast Conference?
Wagner.
Well, that Wagner's got to win their first game against Howard,
which Fairleigh Dickinson did last year. They won the playing game. Got a little momentum.
Beat Purdue.
Okay.
wait, who'd they beat again?
Purdue.
Oh,
Purdue
sweet. Lost. That's right. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah. Suck at Purdue.
But yeah, I'm with you, Spirit.
Purdue's going to the Final Four. Scooter,
no shot.
So shut up.
No shot.
Well, before we get to them, Scooter, I got Arizona. Who you got in the West?
I got Arizona. Yeah.
It's hard to take against Carolina.
I think I'm going to take Baylor just to ensure Louisville doesn't get them.
I got Grand Canyon beating UNC for what it's worth.
Is Scott Drew the next coach at Kentucky?
Probably.
Instead of Louisville?
Probably. It also would be funny if he pulled a reverse Patino, just went to Louisville for a year or two,
and then went. Yeah, I'm going to move up to Kentucky. What are you saying?
All that stuff that's being leaked out about Scott Drew, like, they're doing it because they don't have a chance, but they want fans to know that they're trying their damnedest, right? But that's not going to happen. So, the West region, not the best.
Not the best. I mean, your 3 seed's Baylor, and your 4 seed's struggling Alabama team. So, all right, 5 through 12, give me somebody that can come out of there. That I don't know about.
I like New Mexico.
You like New Mexico at 11.
I like New Mexico. They're fun.
You know what? I'm going to say if they can win their first game, and I'm not sure they can, I'm going to go Dayton there.
The Flyers.
I'm on Dayton too.
The Flyers. I don't have them winning that first game.
They're underdogs.
But if they do,
yeah.
I think it's a path. I think they can beat Arizona and move on from there. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. I know you're waiting to hear about the South with Kentucky, but we'll do the Midwest first. I'm not going to lie to you. We're going to hang on the Cats till the very end here. Spears on Sports with Nick Rouse, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio on Crossover Monday. Nick Rouse from KRC joins us. I haven't called it the wrong name the whole show.
Hey, that was good. Right, 3 letters. Good job.
So difficult. So difficult. Scooter Dingus was the other voice you heard there.
By the way, did you read Buzz's text?
I did.
Okay.
Is Howard Stacy still coaching Drake? The answer is no, but no, I don't know who Howard Stacy is.
Darian DeVries is coaching Drake.
I don't know who Howard Stacy is. Remember,
knowing Buzz, he's probably somebody from the
30s. Probably coached in the 50s.
Yeah.
I remember Keno Davis.
I love you, Buzz. You can send your silly, crazy, dumb text to the show if you'd like as well. 502-414-1450. That's the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. By the way, we changed the code on the door again.
Yeah.
How many break-ins are we having here?
I don't like it.
That's probably just like to keep me out.
I think they just wanted to make it easier to remember.
That's harder.
Nah, I disagree.
The other number was much easier.
They're just trying to keep out Spears.
Oh, God help me.
That's what it comes down to.
All right, we've reached the Midwest. By the way, Cardinal fans, if you haven't heard, Caleb Glenn and Curtis Williams are in the transfer portal.
They're going to lose everybody. Just everybody should.
You made a good point. Everybody, why not put your name in the portal, yes, and then if the coach is somebody you like that wants to keep you, then he can re-recruit you back.
But you should have your name in the portal. Keep your options open.
Absolutely.
See what's out there.
As should every Michigan player, every Vanderbilt player, anybody that's lost their coach. That's what they should do. Put your name in the portal. If the coach wants you back, the new coach, then he'll try to get you back. All right, Midwest, 1-4 is Purdue, Tennessee, Creighton, and Kansas. Any concern, and I know it's a different when I'm talking to Kentucky roll call guy, any concern that Tennessee is just all of a sudden not good? Kentucky beats them in Knoxville, and then they lay an egg in the first round of the SEC tournament, and nobody can score except Dalton Kinect?
Well, that's how you get them out. I just like Creighton a lot. I just love that they've got three reliable scorers in Shireman, Kalkbrenner defensively. He's going to get you like 12 points a game, right?
He'll get you put back.
And then Trey Alexander is just steady Eddie. And then even their little point guard, when he gets hot like he did against UConn, I know that it's more of an outlier than any, but if he gets hot, man, they're just so hard to stop. I like Creighton a lot. I like that they're kind of an old school where instead of positionless basketball, they have very clearly defined roles. It's a lot of fun. So Tennessee just has to ask its supporting cast to do more than just what I think they're capable of. Because really they just need one of Vescovy or Ziegler to play great offensively every single night. But they can't do it really. Ader's fun from a defensive standpoint, but it's just how much do you have to lean on Kinect to put the team on his back? I would love a Creighton Tennessee Sweet 16. I think that would be just so much fun.
How about Tennessee Texas, the Rick Barnes game in round two?
You can see Rick Barnes balling that, right? Texas isn't good, but
Asemus can have
an Asemus game,
35 on a night, yeah. And if you don't shoot well, all of a sudden you're in big trouble. And I just go back to Texas should have lost to Louisville, and so I'm disqualify them. I mean, that's mean-spirited, I know,
it's true.
It should disqualify them from even being in the tournament. in fact, they may not make it if they had lost that game. That would have been a quad four loss. I mean, I don't know.
Pretty despicable that Virginia could be in the
Virginia being in – that is the most boring first four game. The first four game tomorrow, Howard Wagner, to me, is more exciting than Virginia-Colorado State.
Give Virginia off.
But hats off to the committee for putting Virginia where they belong. Make them earn their way into the field because
I'm not sure they should be in the tournament.
I mean, I agree with that. But I mean, if you're going to get them in the tournament,
third in the ACC regular season. Yeah. So they did. That's got to carry somebody.
That's got to carry some weight.
The only pick 'em in this region is South Carolina, Oregon. Are you a SEC apologist here? Or I watch the Ducks. They're capable. But South Carolina is really good when they're good, and they're really bad when they're bad.
My just thing is Oregon relies so much on Nafali Dante.
They do.
And I trust South Carolina's bigs to defend him. Pretty simple. Not anything crazy other than I don't think Dante is going to absolutely dominate that game.
Yeah, I agree with that. Should Kansas be a four seed?
It's so weird how they treated him. Like Kansas and Auburn are really the
is
same
Kansas
team right now.
Is Kansas lying about their two guys being back? Because you have to lie. It's a must-lie situation.
Right.
So that you don't get dropped to a 60.
And, yeah, I want them to lose so bad in the first game because Bucky McMillan, Bucky Ball, they press you the entire game. Kansas's guard play isn't good. They shoot a ton of threes. Samford, I'm pretty sure I blocked a bet for him last night. So hopefully they get Kansas out as quickly as possible. But – Scoots, who's the team that's going to stop the Purdue redemption story? Who's it going to be?
It's going to be Creighton.
I like McNeese to beat Gonzaga and Kansas.
Same. That's exactly what I've got.
I'm scratching those in immediately. Will Wade is still Will Wade. And you can love him. You can hate him. The guy can recruit. He can get players on campus. Can he coach? I guess he can, a little bit at least. McNeese is 30-3 this season. They're gonna trap. They're gonna defend you, and they're gonna get up and down the floor. I don't think Gonzaga is gonna love that. And I don't think Kansas is going to love that either if they're still unhealthy.
I think we could easily get a 12-13 matchup in that bracket with Samford and McNeese State. I mean, those numbers are really low. McNeese State's only 6.5-point underdog. Samford's only 8. Low numbers.
Yeah. Who you got here, Nikolai?
I think Purdue.
I've got Purdue. Yeah. Scooter, do you have Purdue?
No, heck no. I got Creighton. Purdue's frauds. They won't get to the Final Four. And even if they do, they'll crumble after that.
They got I don't want to say forget the 1-16 matchup because they lost it last year. But I will say forget the 1-16 matchup. Then you get Utah State or TCU. I mean, that's a walkthrough to get to Detroit.
Let's go TCU,
it should
baby.
Be when you're playing in Indy and then you're going to Detroit. And like this is set up. What could possibly go wrong for Purdue?
Didn't you say that last year?
You say that any year.
I got Purdue, Tennessee. I know that's chalky, but I got them Purdue, Tennessee in the regional final.
I would like to see
Purdue
Creighton
going to the Final Four.
After getting so close last year, I would love to see it again. Yeah, I'll return.
I'd like to see St. Peter's beat Tennessee, if you want to know the truth. Tennessee's a 20-point favorite in that game, by the way. And I think that may be the bet of the week. I'm not giving that out.
Tennessee coming out hot?
I think Tennessee comes out, tries to win by about 50.
Roush, as a UK fan, what's the mindset if St. Peter's beats Tennessee?
Oh, joy.
You can't say anything, though.
See, yeah, that's that.
You can enjoy it all you want.
But you got to.
You can't say
anything. When's that game played?
Because.
Is it Friday?
I don't know. Scoots, help me out.
Yeah.
I'll have to look.
If that game is Friday, then you can say something. But if it's Thursday, I can't do what I did last week, get out in front of my skis and talk trash about Tennessee losing. And then Kentucky loses 3 hours later.
I'm still looking.
Oh,
still
gosh.
Looking. Come on, Scoots.
Scoots.
St. Peter's, Tennessee is 9:20 Thursday.
Okay. Well, it'd be
after the Kentucky.
So I'm having some libations after Kentucky beats Oakland, and then I get
and I'm sure.
Yeah, and then I get to celebrate Tennessee losing. So yeah, I can celebrate that. I can say something.
All right, let's go to the hardest bracket, the South. Houston.
Is it the hardest?
No, I'm just saying that for fun. Houston.
Okay.
Marquette. The East is the hardest. Kentucky is 3. Duke, who I've said all year is a sham, is the 4 seed. Who you like out of the – I like – I got to say, I've been on Houston since the middle of the year. I bet Purdue early in the year. I bet BYU early in the year. I bet Kentucky early in the year. I didn't bet Houston, but I think Houston's the team to beat in this tournament. Saturday night's game notwithstanding.
You should say that again. That was a game where
those
parlays
things happen.
That was a game where parlays go to die.
Yes,
it's like,
yes,
oh,
it was.
Look at, oh, all these legs are hitting. Oh, except 40, for Houston.
41.
Nothing like having Spears. I know you've done this, but I had like 3 parlays, just one away from hitting this
week. Yeah.
That's how it always goes. There's always one.
Happened to me yesterday in the NBA, but whatever.
I could see James Madison getting the Sweet 16.
Yep.
They got 3 guys averaging in double figures, more wins than anybody in the NCAA tournament. Kentucky, you can't complain about your bracket at all.
It's not at all.
Sweetheart's deal. They match up well with Marquette. If it's Marquette, they would be in the Sweet 16.
Texas Tech scare you, though?
Not really. Even though they do muck it up, they muck it up. I think they'll be able to score. The problem is like, where does Texas Tech generate offense? So I think Kentucky can score 80 points. And
everybody scores 80 against Kentucky.
For me, the loss in the SEC tournament just exposed Kentucky's floor and that it's going to show up at some moment. And my fear is it's going to show up against Houston in the Elite Eight, where they're forcing a bunch of bad shots. Houston makes life difficult for everybody. The guards aren't going to be able to create driving lanes to get open threes, and it's going to muck it up. The way this season's gone, I think we're going to maximize the offseason talking points by a big loss to Houston in the Elite Eight.
Houston A&M round 2. That could be fun.
That's not happening.
In Memphis. I know Big Ten Bobby over
Texas
there.
Texas A&M
Nebraska.
Is not getting past Nebraska. That's just not happening.
Glad to have you on the show, Nick. Let's get your opinion here.
If Radford and Taylor, you're exactly right. That could be a lot of fun.
Because A&M's going to go in there with no fear.
I got two names.
I think Nebraska could go in there with some fear against Houston. A&M's not going to have any fear.
I got two names for you guys. Keisei Tominaga.
who you love.
Keep that name in mind.
You when, love that
when
dude,
Texas A&M
you?
And Nebraska play.
He, you know what he loves seeing? Indiana on the other team's jersey.
For sure.
Oh, my God. He was good the other night, as he was every time they played Indiana. All right. So I got Houston. Scoots?
Same. Houston.
Do we all agree on this one?
Hard not to. So it's definitely wrong.
It's just hard not
to. Yeah, it really is. I just – one thing I don't want to see, I don't want to see Houston versus Duke in the Sweet 16 because Houston's just going to kill them.
I agree.
And it'll be ugly. I don't – and also Duke just – Duke isn't good. ACC is not good.
Okay, why don't we like Wisconsin? Explain that to me.
Because they were so bad for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. But they've been so good – and scoring a lot of points the last several weeks, last few weeks.
But you can't let the championship be poison the well. That's for what me, you got to remember.
But it does.
For me, it's the 31-3 sitting next to James Madison. Just a team that knows how
steady
to win.
Steady Eddie. Yeah. Even in their conference championship game, they had a dude with like 7 threes in the first half, and it wasn't even one of their leading scores.
I think this bracket as well sets up for a 12-13 matchup. And for what it's worth, I just looked at my bracket, picked every 12 seed to win.
I was
going
to say, didn't you have a 12-13 in the Midwest, McNeese and Samford?
I have every 12 seed winning.
And now you've got JMU and Vermont. You got Vermont beating Duke?
I do.
I would love to see it.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know what I love seeing? Go Catamounts. Shannon Sharp has predicted the Final Fours for the men's and women's tournament. All one seeds. Eight one seeds. He's locked into college hoops.
I know what's going on in basketball. JMU Duke. Hey, how about Houston Duke? I mean, does reputation – Kelvin Sampson doesn't care. But the players still know who Duke is. I think Duke's overrated. I don't think they're going to get to this game, quite frankly, even though I wrote them in my bracket. I hope I'm wrong on the bracket, but Houston, Duke. I'm trying to get Duke. What I'm trying to do is get Houston beat before Kentucky has to face.
It's hard to do, though. It's hard to get
very
there.
Very hard to
do. A&M, though. We got to.
No, they're not even going to be there. What are you talking about?
They won't be there.
Nebraska ball.
That's right. The Hoiberg dynasty has begun.
Big Ten coach of the year, baby.
I know TJ likes Florida, 7 seed. I know the injury knocks them down a big man, but they got other guys to take that spot. I got Florida winning a couple of games there, beating Marquette as well. And that is not SEC bias in any way.
I would rather see Marquette.
Florida's fun to watch offensively.
If I'm Kentucky, I'd rather see Marquette.
Florida can score. Florida's going to score a lot of points against a lot of teams. Mm-hmm. They're going to score a lot of points against Kentucky if they play again, too. Keep in mind, Florida beat A&M 95-90.
Same a lot of points.
Team to beat Kentucky twice. Out of time already.
Out of time.
Time flies when you're having fun, Spears.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
For hanging around.
It's been a pleasure.
You should have brought me some of that Jaggers you ate, but whatever. I'll let that go. Tony Burke joins me in studio tomorrow. Thank you, Scoots. Thanks for listening. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.